Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Axe and Crown, Episode 8, Cracking Up.
Good morning! Hey. Ahoy, barkeep!
You again.
Damn right, let's get some beers going here.
It's 10 in the morning, shouldn't you be all, I don't know, working?
Nope. The crew just found some big cracks in the foundation this morning, so we had to clear the site. No one goes in until they can get a town building inspector in there.
Really? Sorry to hear it.
But since it's circumstances out of our control, we're still on the clock. Right, boss?
That's right. Guild rules.
I'll get the first round.
Yeah, sure thing.
Thanks, Uncle.
Oh, yeah. You two are related, huh?
Yeah, this is my Uncle Gubbin.
Yeah.
Marco, how you doing?
Yeah.
So does that mean you get a family discount here, Batula?
Nope. She's lucky I'm not throwing her out on her pointy ear. You're the foreman over there?
Yeah, I'm Batula's boss.
Oh, you poor bastard. Sure you don't want something stronger?
Yeah, so it must come from the other side of the family, huh? The size?
Troll women are just bigger.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Well, we're glad to have her. Though she better be careful she doesn't work too hard. Make us little guys look bad, eh?
I wouldn't be too worried.
Watch it, Uncle.
And the priest says, "We'll see if I buy an altar from those guys again."
Morning, Gubbin.
Hey, buddy boy, Stan.
Hey, what's everyone doing over here? It's not even lunchtime.
Oh, they're having some safety concerns over at the construction site.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, cracks in the foundation. We're waiting for it to be inspected.
Oh, man. I guess construction's going to be delayed, huh?
Yeah, a couple days at least.
Oh, geez. You know, I guess you can't be too careful.
I know. Might have to file a grievance about this inspector, too. He gave the all clear for this project a month ago, and then we suddenly discover cracks?
Well, I can't say I blame him too much for not looking closer. There were squatters living in there for years.
Yeah, we know.
Did a whole lot of squatting, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we know.
But you know the real problem? It's the river. The street floods every spring.
That's why they call it Mud Street.
It's always washing away the ground from under you. And you better have good footings under your building, or one day, down it goes. Like a drunken centaur. Whoop. You ever see a centaur go down? Oh, man, it ain't pretty!
Oh, no.
What's going on? Who's this?
That's the big boss, Dorothea Dannery.
Oh, the badger and bucket lady.
Yeah, her.
Mr. Crabchow.
Mrs. Dannery.
I see your crew are enjoying their downtime.
Guild rules. We can't go back to work, and the town inspector's probably going to be a couple days. So.
Oh, the inspector just dropped by.
What?
How the hell did you manage that?
Well, it helps to be nice to the good folks at the town hall and get all your papers in on time.
You mean those funny little papers with pictures of the king on them, huh?
Anyway, the inspector has declared our building perfectly sound.
But the foundation is...
Yeah, it turns out that those weren't actually cracks. No, someone painted them on the walls.
Painted? Are you sure?
Oh, yes. It was still wet in places, even. Now, who would do such a thing?
Yeah. Hmm? Could have been anybody.
Wait a minute.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror anthology Magenta Presents.
Or season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Mr. Garrison, isn't it? It's lovely. Tavern, by the way. Very rustic. It's very down to earth.
Uh-huh.
Any idea who might want to delay our construction, Mr. Garrison?
We at the Axe and Crown welcome new businesses to the neighborhood. Competition fosters innovation and creativity.
Oh, well said, Mr. Garrison. It sounds like we have much in common.
Sure.
All right, everyone. Unfortunately, we're all on schedule, and it seems you're all in no state to return to work.
We didn't figure the inspector would be out the same day.
And unless I'm seriously misreading our contract with the Builders and Bricklayers Guild, I'm afraid that means you're all docked a full day's pay. And, well, I'm not pointing any fingers, but if it turned out that someone in this crew had painted those cracks, I hope the guild would take appropriate steps.
Nobody on my crew would ever do such a thing.
What about the troll?
Yeah.
And what about her?
What about the troll? Yeah. You think I had something to do with this?
Nothing wrong with trolls, really.
My dentist is a troll.
Oh, my. Look at you. What's your name, dear?
Batula. Anna Batula Erfin's daughter.
Any relation to Mr. Garrison?
What? Just because we're both trolls, you think we're related?
She's his niece.
Oh, thanks.
I see. And how long have you been with the guild?
2 days.
Really? How interesting.
She's just apprenticing. This is her first job with the guild.
You didn't look into her background?
What background?
She had a letter of reference from Stanway Gerard. That's Carlton Gerard's kid. Doesn't get much bigger than that in this business.
You know that the young Mr. Gerard was all but disowned by his father? Yes, the only thing he inherited was this tavern.
You're kidding, this place?
Yes, in fact, that's him, right there.
Hi.
What, that's Stanway Gerard?
Well, I'd say it's fairly obvious how this all played out. Mr. Kravchov, it sounds like your guild has been duped by a scheming landlord and tavern keeper into hiring a saboteur.
What? I have nothing to do with this. You can't just assume because we're related that I was involved.
I'd say the evidence is quite conclusive.
I'd say my fist punching your face to the back of your head will be quite conclusive.
Whoa, 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 Batula.
Mr. Kravchov?
The Granville Guild of Builders and Bricklayers extends its sincere apologies for this incident and wishes it known that Miss Batula, Erfed's daughter, is no longer in our employ.
Marco, you know I didn't do it.
You just threatened to punch our client.
She deserved it.
Well, now, as lovely as this has been, I'd best get back to the office. Silly me, I almost forgot. This fellow asked me to deliver this.
What fellow?
A bulletin from the Royal Building Inspector, County Granville. All buildings between Harbour Street and the River's Edge require immediate inspection to ensure the soundness of their foundations and must be closed to the public, effective immediately.
What?! But where's this inspector?
Oh, now, I'm afraid he's long gone. Yes, he's such a busy fellow, you know. You'll have to Just go down to the town hall. Let's see here. Request for inspection may be filled. Inspection will take place 4 to 6 weeks after booking.
4 to 6 weeks?
I know. Oh, the bureaucracy in this town is simply unbearable, isn't it? I'm so glad our building's already been declared sound. It's twice over now. I suppose this emergency inspection today was something of a blessing in disguise, wasn't it? Yes, I'm so sorry, everyone. You're going to have to evacuate this tavern.
Wait,
damn it!
Oh, so in the meantime, I have some vouchers. Yes, they're good for 15% off drinks and lodging at the Flounder and Bucket.
Don't you dare!
The Bucket on Saddlehorn Lane.
Go on, get out of here, you phony cow!
But do drink responsibly. We need you all back on site and ready to work at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Right, Mr. Crabtree?
Yes, ma'am.
Have a lovely day. Ta-ta.
All right. Now it's war.
Well, so long, Batula, Gubbin. Thanks for nothing.
I can't believe it.
What? Don't look at me!
You lost me my job, you and your war.
It's her! It's that woman! Dorothea! Trying to open up a Bucket pub on our street!
Yeah, across from a tavern run by a lunatic.
Oh, we're gonna show her.
So, when you reopen...
If we ever reopen.
Yeah. Think you'll need a cook?
Yeah, you know any?
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King, with special guest Sarah Golding. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
Looking for more laughs? We are ever so fond of Wooden Overcoats, a delightful sitcom about rival undertakers in the English Channel. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next week, cheers.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Well, hello there. Dr. Charlie Tuggett here. You know, rumor was, Spaceship Oz 9 was intended to take a bunch of rich folks to a new planet since, we pretty much used up the one we have now. But, you know, since it's looking more and more likely the ship might be humanity's last stand, let's take a quick look around.
Are you telling me the 4 sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz 9?
Remind me again why we're doing this?
Allegiances are too muddled on this ship.
MCCACEC is a normal institution of higher learning.
Ah, but if you pull back the outermost layers...
I'm from Minnesota, where we like our lives as neat and as open as the inside of a freshly caught and cleaned walleye.
Do you know, I am now the only assassin aboard the ship.
What are you doing, Elaine?
I want to know what side he's on when the ship hits the fan.
Aren't they the most ridiculous people I've ever met?
Fetch that annoying bunch of trespassers so we can bring Pluto to heel. The new order starts today. Well, however this all plays out, if you have a strong stomach and a high tolerance for stupid, you can follow the Oz 9's adventures just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. I gotta trot, Space Monkeys. Stay safe out there.